is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Howdy doody friends, it's time for another Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. I'm your host, the Celebrity Medium. Each week I confab with my next world paparazzi contacts. They give me the hot info about who's doing what to who and so forth, and then I bring it to you in this easy-to-digest podcast. It's a simple premise. You know the drill. So let's get this party started. A legendary movie director, Stanley Kubrick, I'm laughing already, has said yes to Salvador Dali and Jean-Michel Basquiat's request to take over directing duties on their wacky movie currently being shot inside iVironment, which Dali and Basquiat have taken over several months ago from Steve Jobs, and they're now running it. There was one condition to Kubrick's acceptance, that he, Kubrick, have total creative control over every detail of the movie. If you know anything about Stanley Kubrick, you know that he was a legendary perfectionist. He made a movie called Barry Lyndon, and it was set in Ireland, or at least part of it. And he shot like hundreds and hundreds of doorways in Dublin to get a picture of a door that he liked. I mean, that's what kind of obsessive he is. So I'm thinking this partnership is gonna just come apart at the seams, because neither Dali nor Basquiat is used to being told what to do. For that matter, neither is Kubrick. Kubrick always had creative control in his movies once he became famous and could negotiate that kind of thing with the movie studios, so I foresee friction ahead. I don't know what form it's going to take, and I don't know anything really, but knowing the personalities of these three people, I'm going to say there will at the least be friction as this project goes forward. All right, speaking of friction, according to my sources, rumor has it that Walt Disney and Steve Jobs are butting heads over how to run Mediapolis, the town that used to be known as Trump City, which they took over in the dead of night a few months back. It was a very sneaky thing. They just kind of moved in there, moved a bunch of people in with them and took it over. Screwy story. It's all in the back issues of the podcast, if you want to hear the source of this. Several sources in a position to know what's happening tell me that Disney wants to make the town into a fully operational version of his original plan for Epcot. You may not know this, or you may, but Epcot actually stands for Experimental Prototype City of Tomorrow. It was supposed to be an actual place where people lived and worked. And when that fell apart after Walt died, they just turned it into basically a permanent World's Fair, but they kept the name. Steve Jobs, on the other hand, wants it to be more of a company town that produces insanely great things, as he was legendary for saying about the stuff that Apple turned out. Okay, as of now, word is that the compromise they've come to, for at least the time being, is that Disney will be in charge of the front end of the town, which will be kind of like a theme park. You'll come in there and the houses, the buildings will be all, you know, fancy and stuff, you know, kind of themed, and people will be in costumes and so forth, while Steve Jobs will run the behind-the-scenes operation where stuff actually gets done. Again, I smell another train wreck. I know, this is two for two today, but I just see this collaboration running into trouble, too. Chris Cornell of Soundgarden transitioned to the next world a few days ago. There was a big crowd on hand to greet him, as you would expect, most of it consisting of young people. He made a little speech, and then he was mobbed by people wanting autographs and wanted to pose for selfies with him, and he did that. And then after that, he was approached by some of the members of the one-hit wonders, about whom we've spoken quite a bit, but it's been a few weeks since we've talked about them. But it's a band made up of people who used to be members of bands that had one hit. And they've been on tour, and as you would guess, they play the hits from their individual songs. So they approached him about joining the band. Chris, I'm told, listened very politely to the pitch and then turned them down politely. But there's at least a rumor that he had dinner with some old friends later, and they said that he was actually kind of offended by being asked to join the band because he doesn't see Soundgarden as having been a one-hit wonder. So he will not be on the road with the one-hit wonders, is the bottom line on this story. That's what we know at this point. Sir Roger Moore is now in the afterlife. Best known for appearing in James Bond in movies as James Bond, of course. He was in 7 of them, which is a record. There were several other people, of course, who played James Bond. No one has been in 7 or more of them. According to my sources, he was kind of a hot commodity when he arrived. He was almost instantly offered a job to host a nighttime talk show. This seems, you know, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask how many of those are actually on network television in the next world. But I know of at least a few. So he's got an offer to do one of those. And he was also offered a role in the upcoming superhero movie starring Gilda Radner, which is currently in production. I've talked about that in the past. Gilda Radner is again married to Gene Wilder, as she was on The Earthly Plane. And they have said that this movie is unlike anything Gilda's ever been in before. And there have been some leaks which say that she, as a mousy kind of a woman, she works in an office, and her boyfriend breaks up with her and she's very despondent. Something happens, an accident that turns her into a superhero. You know, she still has her alter ego, of course. It's, you know, you have to have that conflict set up, right? And we don't know if he's said okay to it, and we don't know if he has what part he would play in it. So there's that. I still want to say, you know, sometimes you have stories and you just don't have a lot of details, and I feel I should tell you what we do know about them, but I feel like I should have more to say, but I can only tell you what I know at any given moment. So if he accepts and we know what the part is, I'll tell you. How's that? All right, that's it for me. Hope that wasn't too disappointing. I mean, the first two stories were fine. Second two were a little kind of cliffhangers, but, you know, you get what you get. All right, I'll be back here next week, barring any unforeseen circumstances, with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. I am the Celebrity Medium. I'm asking you politely, as an old friend, to spread the word about the show. Tell your friends. It can be found on iTunes. It can be found in the Google Play Store. It sometimes turns up on K-Chung Radio, AM 1630 in Los Angeles. And, you know, if people are bootlegging it and putting it up in other places, that's fine. It's free wherever you find it. Like it, subscribe to it, do all that stuff. I'd appreciate it. Until next time, this is me saying thanks for listening. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 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 818-369-3732.